So I'm 78 years old. My father was in the U.S. Navy during the Second World War. He's from Denmark. My mother's from Austria. We had sailed boats on Lake Sinclair in Michigan, where I grew up. In 1963, I enrolled in the University of Michigan. I sailed on the Great Lakes freighters as a deckhand during my summers. I quit school after my father died to make money. I traveled to San Francisco in 1965 to catch a freighter to the Orient. Instead, I met the Soto Zen master, Shinryu Suzuki, who I studied with for 4 years and helped build the first Zen monastery in North America, Tassajara, in the mountains near Monterey, California. I became an ordained monk, and I studied carpentry with Japanese temple carpenters. I left the monastery in 69, got married to my university sweetheart. We had two wonderful children. Then in the spring of 69, I was invited by one of my professors to build her ceramic studio on Quadra Island in British Columbia. I never left. I lived on Quadra for 27 years. Had a timber frame construction company, lived on my sailboat while building on the islands that had no ferry. In 1988, I started racing triathlons. I participated in over 30 Olympic distance, qualified for the Hawaiian Ironman in Hawaii twice. In late 99, we moved to Steveston. Masami, my wife, became a Japanese teacher at the Steveston Japanese School in 2008, where she still works. Masami and I swim with the Steveston Masters swim team twice a week. In 2009, I started the sailing school in Steveston. As for the arts, I've always played music, owned 6 5-string banjos and 4 ukuleles. If I own more than that, my wife makes me sell one. I've been sailing all my life. I built a dinghy when I was 9 years old out of parts of old broken boats that my parents were a member of the Lake Erie Yacht Club. And down under the boardwalk, there were all these old parts. So I started sailing at a young age, and then I learned celestial navigation from one of the Zen students at Tassajara. He was a retired naval admiral. And so I learned celestial navigation from him, and I've been teaching it on Zoom to whoever wants to join for free ever since. And then the sailing is something that I do almost every weekend in the summer. We leave Steveston Friday afternoon, and we go to the Gulf Islands, and then we come back Sunday afternoon. We love Steveston. We love, wouldn't be anywhere else.